Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, what's going on? This is Howard Bender at RotoBuzzGuy on Twitter, and you're listening to Quick Hit on the Fantasy Alarm Podcast. Well, who doesn't love a good old-fashioned top five list? That's right, top five everything. Top five movies, top five songs, top five favorite meals, top five favorite ice creams. Listen, I could go with top five foods all day long, but I'm not going to do that right now. I'm going to spare you that kind of story. But I got to tell you, man, if you have been checking out FantasyAlarm.com, you'll see that we're running some top fives all over the place. Jeff and Ted on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, they do their top five regularly on the show. I do some top fives, top tens even, here on the podcast. But brand new on FantasyAlarm.com, we are doing top five players at each skill position for fantasy every single week, and that is being done by none other than Colby Conway. He's been a guest on the show before. We're bringing him in today right now, and just to kind of talk a little top five action with him there. So, Colby, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Howard. Thanks for having me. Yeah, today I got a little top five list of the most overhyped players going into this NFL season.
Oh, see? So you're bringing me a nice, juicy top five already. We're going to promote your article, and you're going to throw down another top five already. Top five running backs just went up on the board today, which is, what is today? Friday, September 9th. So top five running backs on the board today, top five QBs. And all right, so hit me with it right now, Colby. Your top five most overhyped fantasy football players. Give it to me.
All right, well, number five, I have New York Jets running back Matt Forte. He is always an injury risk. We've known that since his days in Chicago. I don't think people understand just how many touches Bilal Powell is going to take from him this season. You know, the Jets want Forte involved in the passing game, but he just doesn't get it done on the ground like he used to in his younger years. His yard per carry continues to go down. You look, that age is catching up to him too. Longest run last season was only 27 yards. Not much upside with a guy who's, you know, like I said, longest run is only 27 yards. And then obviously he went over to the Jets in the offseason. He's not going to have the same volume he did in Chicago. He is no longer the focal point of his offense. Fitzpatrick's going to give the ball to Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker and Matt Forte. You could even make a case that he will be the third option in New York. Where he's being drafted at, he is definitely not worth it. He's actually not just an overhyped player, but he will bust this season.
Oh, man. All right, that kind of bums me out a little bit because you know I'm a Jets fan, so maybe you did that one on purpose. Keep going, Colby. Give me some more.
All right, number four. I'm a big Houston Texans fan, so I hope this one does come true, and I think it will. Fourth overhyped player this season is Jacksonville quarterback Blake Bortles. If you look at his numbers from last year, nice jump in stats from his rookie year to his sophomore season. He did throw the most touchdowns in the fourth quarter last year. A lot of people could say, well, maybe they were, you know, game tying or game winning touchdowns. They sure as hell weren't. He was a garbage time gold mine last season. Jacksonville was god awful, and all Blake Bortles did was throw the ball for four straight quarters because he was playing catch up the whole time. Team's going to be much better this season. They really stacked the defensive side of the ball. Less garbage time from him, meaning fewer touchdowns will be thrown for him this season. Also, when you look at their red zone tendencies, they threw the ball nearly 65% of the time in the red zone. They went out and got Chris Ivory. Ivory and TJ Yeldon are going to take carries in the red zone. Expect that passing percentage in the red zone of 65 last season to drop somewhere closer to a 50-50 split in 2016.
Wow. All right. That should be a very interesting one to follow, especially with Chris Ivory banged up here right now in the early goings of the season. You know, you'd like to think that a guy would just kind of stick with his bread and butter, and that being Hearns and Allen Robinson. He's also getting back Julius Thomas. So, woo. All right. You know, I mean, I can't fully get on board here because I might be invested in Bortles in my home league, but give it to me, baby. Number three.
Number three is Oakland running back Latavius Murray. This guy's a physical specimen. You look at his size, he's exactly what you want from an NFL running back. However, the guy always seems to be battered and bruised. He did play every game last season, but it just seems like every time you prepare to set your lineup for Sunday. On Monday, he sits with a hamstring. Then Tuesday, it's a sore back. Wednesday, it's a sore throat. Thursday, it's a sore pinky toe. There's always something with this guy. They went out and drafted DeAndre Washington, who will take touches and receptions, or actually carries and receptions from him this season. I did a video the other day. I think DeAndre Washington outscores Latavius Murray this season in fantasy football. So if you're drafting Murray, his ADP was the 16th running back drafted. There is no shot that he performs at that level this season.
You know, and I know that the coaches are a little down on him, or at least have been down on him the last two seasons. He's also got that really upright running style, which doesn't really bode well for a lot of people. I've been touting Latavius Murray as being one of those must handcuff two guys, and DeAndre Washington is definitely a guy that I'm holding on to. So I've got Murray in a league or two, and I've got DeAndre Washington handcuffed to him right there. So, damn, yeah, he's definitely one of those guys. I'll give it to you on there. Next one.
Yeah, and you made a good point with Murray with that upright running style. When you're a guy that's 6'3", 230 pounds, he should be able to, you know, lower that shoulder and run right through defenders. But that upright running style should not be his preferred style when you stand 6'3", 230. You're absolutely right. And then the second most overhyped player I have this season is Seattle wide receiver Doug Baldwin. He had a monster 4 weeks last season, weeks 12 to 15. When you look at those numbers, 27% of his receptions, 34% of his yards, and an overwhelming 71% of his touchdowns came in those 4 weeks. If weeks 12 through 15 never happened and we just had an eraser and we just erased it all away, he only had four touchdowns outside of those 4 weeks. When you look at his numbers, he screams regression in the touchdown department. There is no way he gets, so I believe it was 14 touchdowns he had last season, no way in hell he gets to those marks. You know, gadget player Tyler Lockett is moving out of that little gadget role, and he's going to become a dominant number two receiver, also does returns, which helps his fantasy value. You also can't sleep on Paul Richardson and Jermaine Kearse in Seattle. Doug Baldwin will not live to where he was drafted, and there is no way he reaches those numbers for last season. If it weren't for those historic 4 weeks, he's just another number, wide receiver number three. We're talking in the middle rounds.
Yeah, you know, listen, they gave Doug Baldwin that huge, huge contract, signed him up for another 4 years for big-time money, give him, you know, wide receiver number one kind of bucks there. So, you know, his explosion last year was definitely related to the fact that the running game collapsed, the injuries to Marshawn Lynch, the injury to Thomas Rawls. They didn't really have a great backup plan there, save for Kristen Michael, and everybody in the world knows how much I hate him. So curious to see how this actually plays out, especially with the running game the way it is right now in the beginning of the season. Will Baldwin be earning that contract, or is Colby right? Is he going to be a bust? Is he overhyped at this point? Whew, damn, Colby. Yeah, that's four. All right, I got Forte, I got Bortles, I got Latavius Murray, Doug Baldwin. This one should be a juicy one. Your number one overhyped fantasy football player. Who is it?
It is Chicago running back Jeremy Langford. First off, I cannot stand this guy. Let me break it down. I figured that you had a bunch of these guys on your team, so I figured that I knew this one was going to arouse some sort of reaction out of you.
Let the haterade flow, Colby. What is it?
All right, so here we go. When you look at his season last year, his 3.6 yard per carry was the fourth worst of runners who had 100 carries. The big thing that I can't stand about this guy as a fantasy, you know, as a fantasy asset, he forced only 7 missed tackles. When you look at ESPN's elusive rating, it was a 0.5. Howard, a vending machine that's plugged in the damn wall is more elusive than Jeremy Langford. And I am almost not kidding about that. I wish I was kidding, but honest to God, I'm not. Then,
does that vending machine still have like a Zagnut bar in it? Is it that old of a vending machine? Or are we talking like one of these like new, like really cool ones that like give you cold bottles of water with like an arm that reaches and grabs them?
No, I'm talking, you know, the Burger King, McDonald's, now they have the cool touchscreen ones. I'm talking, this is one where you put in one coin at a time. You hit the button, you wait, the arm grabs it and drops it down. That is how elusive Jeremy Langford is. So then you look, he only had 2 runs of 15-plus yards last season. That's even worse than Matt Forte, who's another guy that I think I said will be overhyped this season. Then you get the, oh, Colby, he's a good receiver. He catches a lot of passes. When you really look at it, he's not all that great. He had 40 targets last year, caught 22, but he also had 8 drops. The only reason that he was relevant for that little bit in fantasy was because he was getting such a volume of work that it hid his inefficiencies. When that's gonna, they can't mask that forever. He can't get 20, 25 touches a game. Chicago does like to, you know, really load up on that running back, but Jeremy Langford is nothing like the Matt Forte in his younger years. Langford screams bust this year. I'm telling you. Absolutely screams bust this season. Do not draft him, and if you already did, well, my condolences to you.
That's me jumping off the ledge, Colby. Jumping off the ledge. So, wow. All right. Well, let's throw a little bit of info to the people here. How do you feel about Jordan Howard? And is he's obviously a must handcuff for you.
Yeah, obviously. Big time must handcuff. That was another thing I want to touch on, too. Howard's going to take more touches than people realize, kind of like Bilal Powell in New York. Howard's going to be a guy who can get – he can get the job done at the NFL level. Obviously, he's a rookie. He's going to take his lumps. And he was only a fifth-round draft pick, so it's not like he screamed must-have player coming into the league. But he's a guy that's going to push Langford to that spot. After the first couple weeks, when they finally see just how bad Jeremy Langford really is, Howard's going to get a crack at the starting gig. Obviously, week one, Chicago plays Houston. Langford won't be able to do anything against that defense. That's where it's going to start, and it's only going to go downhill from there. Howard's going to be a guy that you're going to draft him as a handcuff, but we all know that within a couple weeks, he's going to be a guy that could turn into your flex option every week, especially in those deeper fantasy formats.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Top 5 most overhyped fantasy football players: Matt Forte, Blake Bortles, Latavius Murray, Doug Baldwin, and Jeremy Langford. You heard it here on the Fantasy Alarm podcast. Big thanks to Colby Conway at Colby R. Conway on Twitter. Find him all over fantasyalarm.com. Top 5 players each week coming out from him on fantasyalarm.com. Quarterbacks, running backs already in the books here on the site. Check them out. Wide receivers, tight ends, and the rest are coming in the next couple of days. Big thanks to you, Colby. Always appreciate having you on the show.
Yeah, always a pleasure to be on, Howard.
All right. Well, all right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. This has been Howard Bender at RotoBuzzGuy on Twitter. And this is Quick Hits on the Fantasy Alarm Podcast. Take care.